Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 21st of April, and in studio Andrea, Yahalom, and volunteers from France and England. Right now, it's partly cloudy with 25 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is mostly cloudy, with temperature range from low 27 to high 32 degrees Celsius, and the heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southeast with 18 to 22 kilometers per hour. Tonight we can expect some thunderstorms with 90% chance of precipitation. Moon is waning gibbous and 88% of it is illuminated. Sun rose this morning 4 minutes to 6 and will set down 23 minutes past 6. Earth Week activities are in full swing and it will culminate on Friday with special live event at Visitor Center with Food Awards and Academic Genius Brothers show on the spot, and it will fade out on Saturday with Eco Market at Visitor Center at Eden Garden Expo from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This morning we talked with B on Awakening the Dreamer Symposium, which was held in conference room in Town Hall as one of the activities during the Earth Week. Good morning, B.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good, good. We're ready for Earth Day.
You're ready for Earth Day, so what's going on now?
Well, now we're going to do Awakening the Dreamer this morning. It's 6 hours long, and we have people from all over Auroville who are coming, and the students. And Awaken the Dreamer, you might know, is from the Panchamama Alliance. And this started because a group of indigenous people in South America, they came up to North America, to the U.S., and they said, hey, you're ruining the planet, and you can't keep on doing what you're doing. So they formed this alliance, and now they have these programs all over the world in which they want people to wake up and... They're trying to change the awareness. So they have the latest information on what's happening in the world, the levels of pollution, but then they also have all the positive approaches that are happening, and they try to get people to commit to saving the planet, to changing their way of life. So it's a very nice program. It's kind of intense, but it's really a nice thing to do. Concept came to Auroville through people who had been trained in the program. And they did it in Auroville. It's been done in Auroville at least, as far as I know, about 4 or 5 times. One of the first times it was done in Auroville, I happened to attend it, and I was very impressed. And then they were doing it again, and they, excuse me, what happened was they needed somebody to help with it because one of the trained persons wasn't there. So because... I can jump into anything. they called me to help them, so I did, and I enjoyed it very much. And now today, they also needed some help with the technical part of it because Christoph, who normally does it, can't do it today. So then they asked if I would help, and I'm happy to do that.
How many people you expect, or how many people were invited for to that?
Everybody was invited. It's in the Earth Day program. You know, there's something happening every day. And so this has been in the program, in the news and notes, and on the AuroNet. So we have no idea how many people will come. But at least we know that the Living Roots students will come. And their faculty members, several of them are trained in this program already. So they will be there.
So actually we have one of the best supports for the program itself.
Yes, we do. We do, because these people have all been trained and they've trained other people. So it's a very interesting program, you know, and you can go online at and check Panchamama, P-I-N-C-H-A-M-A-M-A, which means Mother Earth, really, in one of the indigenous tribal languages from the Amazon or somewhere. And so if you Google that, you'll get all the information of what they're doing around the world. And this particular program is called Awaken the Dreamer, to wake up to a new reality of what's happening and what we can do about it.
Cool. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's way cool.
What do you think about the other events that's going on this year? Because it's expanded in... A week?
Yes, yes. I like it myself because Earth Day is a very significant thing. I mean, it's just it's symbolic, but it gives people a chance to attend a few things and focus a little bit on the state of the planet, because we know that it's critical. And many people just go along as if, nothing is happening. We're at that point in evolution where we have to really make some changes. I mean, we have all these concepts like zero waste, global warming, but what do they really mean in each of our lives? How do we personally make the shift, to riding our cycles and separating our waste and, you know, eating locally and all these things that we have to do because we can't continue the way we're going. It's all going to come down on our head, as we know.
Happy Earth Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Always great to talk about these things.
Today, beside Awakening the Dreamer Symposium in Town Hall, we can see BBC documentary at Multimedia Center at 3:30 called Untempered Biomass, made in 2008, and from 5 to 6 p.m. is a guided tour number 6 on our cycle trails, starting in Solar Kitchen, passing Luminosity, Pichandikulam, Certitude, and back to Solar Kitchen. In Ecofilm Fest, organized by Multimedia Center in Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m., we can see film Culture of the Resistance, made in 2008. And tomorrow, on Earth Day, we will start with Earth Day meditation at the Banyan Tree at 6 a.m., entrance at the office gate, which will be followed by a collective cleanup from 10 a.m. to noon at Certitude. The wacky Earth Day parade will begin from the youth center around 10 o'clock, eventually to Mahakali Park between Machu Mandir and Kalabumi, where there will be a potluck picnic around midday. Everyone is welcome, especially gamblers and midnight ramblers. Our Village Action Group will present at 11 a.m. at Our Village Action Group Irumbai Building in Katerikai, a film on genetically modified brinjal by Safe Food, and Maitra, a Tollywood film on waste by Shrini from Yatra. At Film Festival at the Multimedia Center at 3, we will see tomorrow Dragon Chronicles. Tomorrow we can also maybe choose to join the Cosmic Walk to experience the journey of the universe at Buddha Gardens from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And at Visitor Center from 6:30 to 8:30 we will be an Earth Day vegan dinner. And right there at 7 p.m. starts Earth Day Buddha World Ceremony, which will be followed by live Academic Genius Brother Show. Tamarai and Udayam Youth Clubs will present tomorrow open-air movies, Save the Tiger in Tamil, at 7 p.m., and at Edayanchavanadi Village Temple Square, and at Udayam Community Center, Ambedkar Nagar, Kottakarai. In Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m., within Eco Film Festival organized by Multimedia Center, we will see film Fuel, made in 2008. Earth Week celebration will conclude with Eco Market at Visitor Center, Eden Garden Expo Area, on Saturday between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with food stalls, eco products, workshop, music, children activities, and bamboo conversation cafe. An evolution of innate and latent, but as yet unevolved powers of consciousness is not considered admissible by the modern mind, because these exceed our present formulation of nature. Ruth Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.
Is chilling, tone is chilling. What more can I say? We stay building and make killings. Take children through the wilderness by the hand. It's a great feeling. Show them how to be a man exactly. Pack trees in my khakis. My sound fat like a knee. While you thin like a Mackie. Come on, shine so bright when I walk by. You gotta squint like the mother.